It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Look, everybody, Ann Wilson is here. Hey, welcome to Country Music. For people who don't know, Ann has started her career and continues to be a Christian music artist, correct?
Yes.
And an album under your belt called My Jesus.
Yep.
And then suddenly you were just like, I don't know, I need to be around cussing and whiskey, and here you come. I mean, you definitely have the country sound in your voice. You're from Kentucky,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
But did you say, now I'm going to make a country music album? Or did someone come to you and say, girl, let's do it?
So my first album, My Jesus, is the message of my faith, but it's country sounding. Like, the production, yes, is country, but like the message is faith-based. It was like, people were like, oh wow, like this is, we don't listen, we're not like Christians, we don't listen to Christian music, but we love that your songs are country. So we like listen to your songs because of how they sound. And then I've obviously had other people say, well, we love country music, you know, and we love Christian music, so we love how you combine both of them. So it was always kind of like clear that that's something that I was, you know, supposed to do, and that's what came natural for me. But then after my first record came out, I started to write again for the new record, having no idea what it was going to be like. And I remember finding myself just going back to my roots, like more than ever, going back to where I came from, what I grew up on, what are the songs that inspired me as a little kid, what really got me started in all of it. And it made me realize that it was just the continuation of what I do now, which is the message of faith with the sound of country music. But this record is definitely more country. It's just more, you know, it's the 22-year-old Anne versus the 17 and 18-year-old Anne. You know, yeah, I've learned, yeah, I've grown a lot, I've matured, I've discovered things about myself as an artist and as a creative that I wanted to put in this record. So yeah, it's kind of doing both, and, you know, it's like I'm unapologetically Christian and unapologetically country. So
for people who don't know, I would like you to tell the story, because it's your story to tell. It is not the happiest of stories on how you actually came to be discovered, at least on the internet. You know, yeah, I mean, it's a tragic story. And you tell it, because I definitely don't want to put words in your mouth. It's such an important story.
Yeah. My brother was tragically killed in a car accident in 2017. And my life was forever changed. You know, it was such a traumatic time in my life. And he was 23. And his name was Jacob, and he was the cutest thing ever. Best friend, big brother, protector, you know, everything to our family. And losing him was really hard. But in the midst of it, it was like, that's when I discovered what my calling was for my life, which was music and singing. And so I sang for the first time in front of anyone ever, including my parents and my sister, at my brother's funeral, not until I was 15. And I had no desire to do music prior to that. I wanted to be an astronaut, and I wanted to work for NASA. I just loved space and science and math. And then my brother was killed, and it was like, okay, what am I doing with my life at 15? You know, how am I going to make an impact on the world with the years I have left? Because I wanted to like bring people hope. I wanted to like inspire people, because I had walked such a hard life with losing my brother. I was like, how can I be a light to people? And for me, it was music. And then I kind of realized I could sing. Like, I had never really like realized, I guess, I could sing. So I started
singing.
You
didn't know you could sing?
No, I really didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you sing in the car, like just with your friends, and they would drown you out so you couldn't hear your voice? Because your voice is amazing.
Thank you. Honestly, yes. Like, when I would be in the car with friends and family, it was like, we're listening to the radio, we're singing along. But like, you know, I wasn't ever singing alone to where somebody could hear me. And even then, back then, you know, I was so young that my voice has obviously developed a lot since then. You know, I've grown a lot as a singer. And so, yeah, it's crazy to look back on that.
Wow. And now here, what, it's over 800 million streams later. Is that what I read?
Yeah, I know.
You're doing okay. It's such a great tune. Rain in the Rearview. Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Great video. Great song. Great introduction to country music. Do you write all your songs? Because I read that when you moved to Nashville, you took 120 songs with you. Was this one of them?
No. So when I first moved to Nashville, I wrote 150 for my first record. This record, I wrote 40. So I guess I've written around 200 songs I've written in my career. Rain in the Rearview was written last year. And this was one of the songs that I felt like there needed to be a song that specifically talked about the hope that we have, like knowing that there's brighter days ahead, you know, and like losing my brother and grieving the loss of him and figuring out like how to move on from that was really where this song all came from. And just knowing that there is hope for the future, and there are brighter days, and the sun will shine, and there will be moments of joy that come like after the pain and all of that. So,
and it's so hard to believe when you're in that kind of grief that you'll ever smile again, even.
Yeah, it is for sure. Yeah.
And you also, you can't force other people into that. And I think that music is just a perfect way to kind of show that message without getting preachy.
Definitely.
You know, because people don't want to hear it. You know, I'm sure you felt this when your brother died. You were just like, no, I'll never be happy again. Don't tell me that I will. How can I possibly be?
It's so true. Ugh, it really is.
This album has a couple of pretty superstar people up in there. You've got Jordan Davis, a great tune with Jordan Davis. And then the hottest thing in country music, you have Lainey Wilson on here with you.
Lainey and me have been good friends for about 4 years on Instagram. We met on Instagram in 2020. And before we had songs out, you know, all that, it was so sweet to look back on it. We always say that we're like the long lost Wilson sisters.
Oh.
And she is like almost like exactly 10 years older than me. So she's able to give me so much wisdom and like leadership. And like, she's like a big sister. Like, she's taught me so much. She has given me so much good advice. She is such an inspiration to me. I really look up to her. And our managers are really good friends. So we had written the song together. It's called Praying Woman. We wrote that back in the summer. And then we asked her, you know, if she would want to be on the actual song, not just a writer on it, but if she would want to sing on it. And she agreed to it. And here we are. And I can't believe it. I mean, I'm honored, beyond honored, that she would choose to be on my record. It shows who she is, though. Like, she is so giving. And like, no matter how busy she gets, she wants to champion the next generation of artists, which is how she's been with me. And it's been awesome. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better.
Do you ever get a chance to go to Lainey's Magic Trailer? Or was she out of that by the time you met her?
No, I never got to.
A lot of magic came out of that trailer.
So much, yeah.
But that's all right. She takes the magic with her. It's fantastic. The album is coming out April 19th, correct?
Yes.
And the first song on that album is Rebel, right? Another one that you wrote?
Yeah, I wrote all the songs. I co-wrote all the songs on the record. Yeah, so Rebel was a really special song. I wrote that at the end of 2022. And I'd had that title on my phone for a long time, but I had never really found like the right songwriters to bring it into the room with. And so I had my core group of songwriters. I brought it to them and I was like, okay, let's do something with it. And we did. And coming, like seeing that come to life and what it means to be a rebel in the world that we live in today, for me was having faith and standing firm in it and not backing down, not changing myself to fit Christian music, not changing myself to fit country music, but being authentically who I am. And doing that makes me an outsider and a rebel. And so there was no other song that made sense to be the title track. So we chose Rebel. And then every song that we wrote was written from what it means to be a rebel. So like on the record packaging, you'll see like each song has like a sentence that'll be like a rebel, blah, 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 blah. You know, like it'll like kind of like
interesting.
Like each song has a sentence that goes with each song to kind of connect back to the rebel concept, which is just really cool to have. I feel like some artists don't do that as much anymore as they used to like way back when. But like having a record that's one collective group of songs that all cohesively go together was the goal for this.
It's an art and you pulled it off. I think that's so great. I love an album that's put together like that. When you really think about the order and all of that, how it starts, how it ends, how it transitions, moi, big fan.
Thank you.
Do you know, or can you talk about what you're doing next? Are you going to go out on the road with anybody that we should know about?
I'm headlining my tour in the fall called the Rebel Tour, and I am so excited about it. I cannot wait.
Girl, we're going to be watching for you.
Thank you.
The album comes out April the 19th. Rebel, you got to check it out. Ann Wilson, everybody. Thank you, girl.
Yay.
We'll see you soon, no doubt.